This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you're spending on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, following us on Facebook, following us on the website. If you head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can do a whole bunch of stuff there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, or you can buy the... And listen, the book, it's all those labels that they've given us, all those things they've told you to hate over the last 8 years, and you don't have to. There's no reason for it. Right? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. You can head up to the website and buy T-shirts. Hashtag stand. Look what's going on in Berkeley again. Look how they're chasing everybody away. And listen, somebody wrote something here. I just think it's hilarious. Right? So now Berkeley, they made a comment to Berkeley. Let me see. Where is it? Our case. So now the left is shutting down parades they don't agree with. Hey, you know what's really funny about this? This is their parade. It's the International Labor Day parade. It's the communist parade. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is a parade that they love, that they support, that they put money on. The California Teachers Association has put money into it. The SEIU has put money into it. This is their parade. I love it. So don't discourage them. The mere fact of knowing that they're flushing all this money is exciting. You know, I think, again, I'm a little whacked, I realize that, but I think it's great. I think we should do more of it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, we go back to our friend Sotomayor, because I never got to finish that. I'm going to finish it this time. I've got to finish this time no matter what. Okay? And I know some of you got crazy with me in the first hour, but I didn't get through it. And you have to get through it. So there was a case that the Supreme Court decided, you know, justice. Now, here's the deal. They can overrule Roberts. She's doing exactly what they're doing out there in the streets. See, she can't play by the rules. So she's going to pitch a little fit. Hoping that maybe, just maybe, apparently she doesn't know Roberts. She's pitching a fit. She can't, and she can't get her way. The Salazar-Lamon, I'm sorry, the case in question is the Salazar-Lamon versus City of Houston. Now, it occurred during a 2010 traffic stop. Houston police officer Chris Thompson stopped Salazar-Lamon's vehicle for speeding and suspected drunk driving. Officer Thompson told Salazar-Lamon that he was under arrest and began to handcuff him. He said Salazar-Lamon tried to push him into a traffic and then moved his hand towards his waistband. Officer Thompson said he told him to stop and that he feared for his life. He said that he shot Salazar-Lamon, who later sued him for unconstitutional excessive force. Right. So you don't do what the cop tells you to do. See, I've always told my kids, you do what you're told to do in the moment. In the heat of the moment, just shut up and listen and do the right thing. And guess what? You just might be alive to be able to fight back later on. Right? Your chances are much greater of you being around later on to argue the point. But when you start fighting, pushing back, and then you reach into your waistband, what are you brain dead? Justice Sotomayor said that there has been no hesitation to reverse court decisions in cases involving the use of force, but that the court rarely accepts cases where police officers are offered qualified immunity. Now, the concept of qualified immunity for police officers has been defined by the Supreme Court in the past as a way to protect them from frivolous lawsuits. The court has said that the law enforcement officers are entitled to qualified immunity when they have reasonable basis to believe that their conduct was constitutional, even if their actual conduct falls somewhere short of the constitutional standard. Which, look, I think it should be that if you can show that they willfully disregarded the law or disregarded any one of these statutes, then yeah, they should be in for a world of hurt. But come on. In the heat of the moment, when somebody's got a gun out, when somebody is trying for your gun, when somebody is pounding on you, you're a police officer. Yeah, this is an look. We expect them to control themselves, not to overexert, right? Not use too much power. And again, as usual, the left doesn't want to hold the criminal accountable for anything. There's no responsibility for your actions when you're on the left or you're just doing things illegally. So, the two Supreme Court Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas issued a sharp rebuttal to the dissent. Justice Alito referred to five cases that Justice Sotomayor had used in her dissent, said that in all but one of the cases, there was no published dissent. If she's dissenting in a decision, it must be published or it doesn't count. He also said that that she had not identified a single case in which we failed to grant a similar petition filed by an alleged victim. So in other words, she wanted this to be the test case. She wanted this to be the case. And there was no need for it because the other justices didn't see it like she did. Her and Ruth. You know, Ruthie and her, they run together. we'll finish this up. I read this stuff and just go, come on, you can't be serious. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No, that's my language, not anybody else's. To have yous with me is my language. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. Always appreciate the time you spend with me, the email. Look, if you send me the email during the show, don't get ripped if I don't get right to it, okay? I mean, we've got a chat room going on. We've got the Facebook thingy going on. And then you send me an email, and then I've got text over here. So, cut me a little slack. I know it looks like I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Sotomayor. Yeah. Leaves a lot to be desired. Now, she's upset. She's written a dissent on a case, and she says that the case never even made it from the Supreme Court. That's what she's mad about. She was going to use it for some kind of platform. But she went off and attacked fellow justices for siding with police officers. Hey, Justice Mayor, you know who protects you? Do you know who's standing next to you when you're out and about? I mean, seriously. You think about who protects these people when the crap hits the fan, when somebody's attacking them or coming after them.
Yeah.
And the cops aren't worth it, I guess. But she's upset that they don't look at more cases like this, but they've already have a precedent. And she wants to change the precedent that she needs to pretty much lobby the rest of the justices on the bench there. And maybe come up with something so when these cases come up, if they meet certain criteria, we'll pull them in and look at them. Now, she claimed, now see, this is coming from a justice. Think about this. You know, they used to have class on that court. I think that's what bothers some of the more conservative ones. They used to have class, and now it's kind of changed. Justice Mayor said that now the other justices asked her, identify a single case where we've already done this, or done the opposite of what you want us to do. She, give us a reason or force us to make this happen. They couldn't do it. Now, Justice Sotomayor said that the court was authorizing a shoot-first-think-later approach. Isn't that nice of her to put words in the other ones, in the other eight justices' mouths? She also said in her dissent that there had been an increasing frequency of accidents in which unarmed men allegedly reached for an empty waistband. Allegedly. Doesn't matter what the jury has come up with. Oh, allegedly reached for an empty waistband when facing armed officers. What does she want the cops to do? Hey, you reaching for your waistband over there? What are you doing? You're not reaching for a gun, are you? It's over. I mean, these people have never been in these situations. And they've never been attacked. They've never had anybody come at them with a gun, a club, or whatever. They think they've got it figured out. They think they know what's right. They don't know what it's like to have your blood, your adrenaline pumping like that. When you got somebody, you know, sticking a gun in your face. So she said in her dissent that there had been an increasing frequency in incidents in which unarmed men allegedly reached for empty waistbands when facing armed officers. Right. Because, you know, I mean, let's think about this. Think about what she's saying. She actually believes that law enforcement officers go out there wanting, can't wait to, ready to use the gun to kill somebody. That's the only reason they got the job. Now, she didn't say that part. I did. But think about what she is saying. She's accusing these officers of pulling the trigger too fast, moving too fast, shooting too fast, and not waiting till they know for sure that there's no gun in the waistband. That's just wrong. You're not in it. I'm going to protect my life. Look it. They shoot him. They shoot the cop. There's nobody there to protect those people afterward, is there? Anyway, despite her impression that there is an increase in unarmed men who are killed by police for no reason, why didn't she just say what she meant? This is what makes me nuts about these people. She meant unarmed black kids. Hey, Sheila Jackson Lee did it. She ran around and said, you know, the police officers out there hunting out black men down in the street. Oh, yeah, the guys get together on the weekend, you know. And because they're in the city, they put your brick-colored clothing on. That's their camouflage. And they go out looking for black kids to shoot. That's what she was saying. And they keep electing her. It just makes me nuts. Anyway, officers have been... We've actually seen an increase in the number of police officers murdered. Remember, I did a whole show around that. I mean, last June, when President X, this I know makes me feel good when I say it this way, ex-president, when ex-president Oblamo was still in office last June, there was a 50% increase in the killing of officers. They've never had such a jump over the last 8 years in the killing of police officers. They've never had such a jump under one administration. And when did Mr. Obama actually really come out and say? You know, I mean, once in a while, you give a little the obligatory, we should be out there. You know, you should be out there shooting these people. You know, they're there to protect you. You shouldn't be doing it. That's not it. He needed to come out and slam his people. And I say his people because don't go sending me emails. Save them. I say his people because almost every one of those killings of a police officer was done by a black man. Does that mean all black men are doing that? No. Don't be stupid. That's why I say those emails. But when they're all done that way, what else? This is like the radical Muslim thing. We can't say it's radical Muslim, even though every one of them has been done by a radical Muslim. So stop calling me a white guy, even though I have white skin. It follows your logic. Anyway. But they won't touch that. We don't care more cops have been killed. Anyhow. There's an increasing number of anti-police politicians, liberals, and media pushing an anti-police, violent, and hate-filled agenda. These are where these young people are getting this. This is where these young people actually believe that the cops are all at fault. Now, you know I've had Kira Davis on the phone, on the show from time to time. She's a young black woman. And she even said to me one day, I think it was after that Ferguson shooting, let's not jump to conclusions and let's not just blame the black kid. I said, okay, I'm good with that because it was still early in the day. I said, but first accounts are that he tried to get the cop's gun. So if he got shot while they were wrestling for the gun or that was what was going on, guess what? I don't care what color he is. He's wrong. Period. Anyway, Justice Sotomayor said that the jury should have decided the Salazar-Lamon case, noting that both men offered different accounts of what happened. I don't think most criminals know what the truth is. And unfortunately, unless you were there, you have to take the facts presented in their totality. Alito responded that there was nothing unusual about the case. He said that the appeals court decided hundreds of cases every year to determine whether there is evidence enough or not. She's reaching for straws. We'll post this later on. I'm Joe, the senior host. When we come back, that's right, we're gonna hear from David Limbaugh, the author of The True Jesus. I'm Joe, the senior host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Limbaugh. Yes, yes, yes. He is the brother of the famed Rush Limbaugh. He's written a book, New York Times bestseller, The True Jesus, in which his goal is to introduce readers to the real Jesus in the four Gospels, not the fictitious, politically correct one that we see all the time. Take a listen, and he was on it. Dale Bellis joins me. He's the CEO. Yeah, it would be, you know, it'd be really, really cool if I hit the right one, wouldn't it? God, I'm not too smart.
New York Times best-selling author David Limbaugh, and he's out with his highly anticipated book, The True Jesus. Now, David is a lawyer, nationally syndicated columnist, political commentator, and author of seven New York Times bestsellers, including the Amos Code and the number one best-selling Crimes Against Liberty. David, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'll have to study the English language a little better for that one. I got news for you. So, you know, it's funny. I talk about this on the show all the time. I talk about about 115,000 different variations of Christianity. So it's great that you've come out with a book like this. I spoke to a guest a few months back who said that he believed in Jesus, but he didn't believe any of the stories in the Bible, and he had his own idea of what Jesus was all about. And I kept asking him, so if you don't believe what the Bible has to say about Jesus, where did you come up with this? Because it's the only book that really talks about him. So I'm really glad to see that you came out with this. And when you wrote the book, did you have this kind of thing in mind? Do you have a solid understanding? Obviously you do, but you know that people just, it's not the Jesus of the Bible. It's what they've made up on their own, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really troublesome to me. It's not that I'm the only one who knows who the true Jesus is, but there is a true Jesus, and he's revealed in the Bible, and he's not the mysterious person depicted in the popular culture as somebody who's just going to come and bring peace, who is indifferent to sin, who will make you healthy and wealthy if you follow him. And now he said he did not come to bring peace. He came to divide brother from brother, father from son, daughter from mother. And he laid down an exacting moral code for us to follow. So he's not just a guy that's indifferent to sin, that's tolerant to all ideas. He has specific ideas. He is God, in fact. He represents truth with a capital T. And he represents what is good. And so the world that is organized under evil forces rejects him, and they don't accept that. And so they remake him into some imposter Jesus that must conform to the culture and what they believe. They're their own gods. Instead of conforming themselves to Jesus, they conform him to them, and that's a true distortion, and it leads people astray. So we got to try to correct that, and the way we correct that is to introduce people to Jesus of the Bible, what the Gospels really say, hopefully pointing them to the Gospels to read for themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you, and again, people are so politically correct. Even Christians, a lot of my Christian friends, they don't want to get anybody upset. I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Jesus got people upset all over the place, and it was simply by telling the truth, you know, and telling what the, you know, our backing up what Scripture said, if you would. So I see even a lot of our Christian friends and my Christian brothers and sisters who won't step up and stand properly for the truth, you know, about Jesus.
Because they care more about winning the favor of people than they do God. And, you know, people want you, they have these certain ideas. We should be tolerant of all ideas. Of course, Christians are tolerant of everybody's idea and their right to express them, but they don't have to deny the truth in order to accommodate somebody's feelings. It's not really a loving thing for me to tell somebody who is omitting falsehoods that he's telling the truth. Why would I do that? How is that loving? I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I want to be compassionate. I want to be loving. I want to be Christ-like, but I don't want to lie to people just to appease them and make them feel good about themselves and lead them astray. That's not doing them any favors.
Well, it's really funny. When I have people from the LGBT, we'll just go down different roads here, but when I have people from the LGBTQ community on, and we talk about the Bible, we talk about Christ, they'll always come up with, you know, Jesus talked about we should be happy, and Jesus loved everybody, and this kind of thing. And I'm going, yeah, but he didn't love sin. He didn't love people who were living a sinful lifestyle or people that were doing things against the Word of God. He wasn't accepting of everybody's actions. Again, this idea that love is allowing people to do whatever it is they want to do that makes them happy is 180 degrees from what the Bible teaches us, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also a little bit of a distortion to focus just on this LGBT thing, LGBTQ. It's not about them. It's not about us. It's about all people and not just selected few. And people look through at the Bible through their own lenses and their own interests. We all have to deal with sin, whatever our sin
right.
is, and we are all sinners. And because we are all sinners, we need a Savior. We can't save ourselves, so we turn to the Savior. And when you turn to the Savior, you're acknowledging your dependence on Him, your inferiority to Him. So you don't put words in His mouth and remake Him in your image, because that makes you superior to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frankly heretical and blasphemous.
No, and again, I wasn't, just to be clear, I wasn't just picking on the LGBTQ group.
No,
but you,
no,
yeah.
I know you weren't.
Right.
I know you weren't but at all.
Yeah.
But they say, I don't understand why as a group they focus so much on sexuality instead of dealing with their own condition. I have to deal with my own condition, whatever it is. You can believe homosexuality is a sin or not. Believe whatever you want. What mystifies me, though, is that those groups and other groups don't worry about their own condition. Forget whatever sin it is. Forget whether homosexuality is a sin. What about just dealing with your sin, period, and quit being all about yourself? You're not the end game here. God tells us what the truth is, and He tells us that we are all sinners, and we have to be convicted of our own sin in order to recognize that we need Him. Get over yourself. Whatever your sin is, whatever your obsession is, long enough to understand that you need a Savior too. That's the point. I'm not condemning them, by the way. I'm not the judge. I don't pass judgment. I don't make any of these value judgments. They're made by someone much greater than I am.
Right, David, but the confusion comes in, though, when you've got, you know, churches across the country that can't even agree on what the rules are, if you would, you know, what Jesus' thoughts were on a half a dozen or a dozen of these issues, whether it's accepting the refugees and feeding poor people, letting
or
welfare run rampant,
you know,
any of those
Jesus'
issues
thoughts
at all,
were
on a
even
half a dozen, turning to the church leaders, they don't agree on these things, or they're sending different messages.
Well, in the first place, we should try to approach politics through a Christian world. worldview as Christians.
Right.
But again, we're talking about larger issues here, and people want to conform Jesus. They want to use him for whatever political agenda they have. And my point in my book is that there's certain agendas, or that Christianity, that the message of Christ transcends political agendas. He's talking about the salvation of souls.
Right.
And while we need to get, I think as Christians, we need to engage in the culture and we need to stand up for Christ and stand up for Christian values. When it comes to saying the gospel, we need to talk about the essence of that message. Now, if you want to talk about what the political, what the correct political Christian political approach is to things, we can. You know, I don't agree that Jesus' call to help the poor means that we need to have socialism and force the government to help the poor take money from other people. We need to be compassionate, and you'll find that Christian conservatives are more charitable in their private life. That's what charity is doing it voluntarily. And you know, right. But the political thing is where politics and Christianity intersect become confusing. Yeah. This book is a completely faith-based book with nothing to do with politics because the gospel is for all people.
Right.
Liberal and conservative.
Right. I totally agree with you. And I wish we would come back more to what the Bible says as opposed to what everybody else around us is saying. You know, one of the things here is, you know, how Jesus's boldness and his beliefs is a model for us today. And people don't necessarily see Christ as bold, right? We always see this meek and mild mannered person that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some pacifist who skips through the tulips and just
that's right.
Brings harmony and diversity. When in fact he took a whip of cords and drove the money changers out of the temple, when he told the Pharisees, when he rebuked the Pharisees for external attributes of righteousness when they were internally corrupt, when he says, be perfect as your Holy Father is perfect.
And you got more with David Limbaugh on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. And remember, later on, we'll put up the whole interview because there'll be a couple minutes missing on this portion. Got to go back and get on the podcast. We'll be back in a minute. You'll see it on the Real Side on GCN Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Say, let's go.
We are back. I'm Joe Sin, your host.
Yeah.
We're going to get right back to David Limbaugh, brother of Rush Limbaugh. His new book, The True Jesus. Not this politically correct, foo-foo type of Jesus you hear about on a regular basis, loves everything, everyone, everyhow. Take a listen. You just might learn something. David Limbaugh joins me, New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, new anticipated book, The True Jesus. Now, your goal of the book, you say, is to introduce readers to the real Jesus in the four Gospels, not this pseudo-cartoon character that we've come to. I mean, if you listen to some people, Jesus has got all kinds of ideas. He could be a Hindu or a Buddhist or whatever with the way he's depicted in some cases. But you said it in the last segment, which is something that people don't want to hear or kind of ignore. There's only one way to the Father. And people just find that can't possibly be true because there's 8 billion people in the world. What do you say?
I say that if the world wasn't fallen and broken and the human condition wasn't depraved, then we wouldn't need a savior. But God created us with free will so that we could have the capacity to love, because love must be given freely. And in the process of doing that, presented the possibility of sinning, because if you have free will, you can sin. And we did sin. He knew we would sin and fall, and therefore we couldn't redeem ourselves unless the Father would send the Son to die for us, because there's no other way to satisfy God's perfect justice and perfect holiness with his perfect mercy unless he comes and experiences a humiliating, degrading existence as a human being and then dies and suffers for our sins. God created us, Jesus created us, knowing we were going to sin, and then he would have to come and die for us, experience separation from the Father after experiencing eternal bliss with him in the past, in eternity past, knowing he was going to have to be separated from the Father, knowing he would have to receive all of God's real wrath for the past, present, and future sins of mankind. He created us anyway. Now, is there any conceivable possibility that God would have created human beings knowing he'd have to die for us for our sins? Is there any way he would come down and die for our sins if he didn't have to? If there was any other way, would he have done so? And since there isn't any other way in God's infinite wisdom, then we all need a Savior. And it's not Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, whites, blacks, women, men, hetero, homo. It doesn't matter who it is. Every human being is a sinner. I'm just as bad as anyone else. Therefore, I need a Savior. Doesn't matter if there's 8 million or 8 trillion of us. We all need a Savior. Jesus Christ is the Savior. You can accept that or reject it. I'm not going to put you in jail if you reject it. I'm not going to declare war on you if you reject it. I'm going to let you do whatever you want to do. If I'm in control, I'll allow total freedom of speech for anybody. That's what we believe in. And so I won't encroach on your rights at all. I'll just gently evangelize to you and tell you that Jesus is the Savior for anyone who will take him up on his offer. That's all. Not threatening at all, not discriminatory, not intolerant, totally tolerant, totally loving, totally compassionate, totally forgiving, and totally open to anyone who will ask for it.
You know, David, my topic that comes up on the show all the time is abortion. And I always tell people, look, you can make all the laws you want. I mean, go back to the Ten Commandments. Go back to what God had to deal with man in the Old Testament, right? We fall short all the time. When it comes to laws, giving us more laws doesn't fix it. These are issues of the heart. These are issues of understanding. God gives us choices, choices to love, choices to hate, choices to kill, choices to allow people to live, feed people, whatever. But we have those choices to live out what God, the life that God has for us. Making more laws around these things won't help us, right? God has seen, knows our hearts, and knows how evil men can be. And I don't know. Deal with that part of it. Making more laws doesn't fix it. We have to know the real Jesus, and that's the only way we're gonna do the right things or live the right life, right? That was poorly worded. I'm sorry, but people keep talking about, you know, the Ten Commandments and the laws that we have in the Old Testament and you know, how God had to create all these laws for us. But it's not just the laws. It's us understanding God. You can have the laws all day long, but until we know who Christ is, who we are in Christ, those laws don't matter.
Right. That's right. Christ came to fulfill the law, not to abolish it, but to perfect it. And so the Old Testament still stands. The old covenant has been replaced by the new covenant. Now we need sacrifices to cover up our sins. We need Jesus Christ, who completely eradicates the sins for those who put their faith in him for purposes of salvation. He eradicates their sins. But the law is written in our hearts. God created us in his image, and we know the difference in right and wrong. And when we are in Christ, we are freed from the bondage of sin. That doesn't mean, as Paul said, that we now have a license to sin. No, we should hold ourselves up to a higher standard, but not because we're legalistic people, but because we have a duty toward Christ and a love of Christ, and we want to be obedient, and we want to serve and honor him. But it comes from an internal position, not as a result of following external rules.
You know, and us dropping back, we just passed what most people call Easter. My family calls it Resurrection Day. I think it's very confusing what we do to our children with, you know, chocolate bunnies, chocolate eggs. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do anything at all like that, but but it's like we've lost some of the true meanings of these days. The reality behind what Christ did on Good Friday and resurrecting on Sunday, it seems to have gone by the wayside. Am I off here?
Well, no, I mean, we do tend to commercialize Easter and Christmas as a way to get kids into the experience. But you're right. Sometimes I think we make idols out of our common cultural practices. But on the other hand, I don't want to be too rigid about that either.
Right.
As long as you can have fun with things and kids hunting for Easter eggs and all that, as long as you also, on dual tracks, present the gospel message to kids and to everyone. And so, you know, my book is an effort to introduce people to the Gospels. I have a combined, consolidated narrative of all four Gospels, all the events that occurred in the Gospels, all the speeches, pretty much verbatim, including the long discourses, and then I have a running commentary explaining all those events. And the purpose is to introduce people to the Gospels so they'll be less intimidated. Then they'll go to the Gospels themselves. That's the ultimate goal, to read the Gospels so that they can learn about Christ and encounter him themselves.
Yeah,
but you're right. In terms of the commercial stuff, yeah, we shouldn't get too carried away with that. We got to be mindful of the most important things.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because it was one of my next questions was going to be is how people, we tend to tell people, just go read the Gospels. Just go read the first four books of the New Testament. And they can't even get past all the begets. You've got to tell them, you got to sit and work with people and get them to understand it. And the fact that you've kind of brought the four of them together in a real storyline is good for people. We make it too hard for people. It doesn't have to be. It really doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I think we Christians need to help each other. Like, we're Bible teachers. We're Sunday school teachers. This book is kind of a Sunday school lesson writ large. Help people get into it.
Yeah.
Then they can enjoy it with less intimidation. That's my real goal.
Yeah. No, and it's good, because, again, people are intimidated by the book in and of itself. And, you know, and we only got a few minutes left here, but I always tell people, you know, Jesus didn't speak into these and the thous. You know, you can go to the New King James Version, a little easier to read, that kind of thing. Some people enjoy the NIV. I wouldn't get too far away from all of these translations, but it's one way for people to understand the book a little bit better. The one of the comments you make is the importance of the religious divide brought upon the earth by Jesus, you know, and when you say religious divide, what do you mean by that?
I don't think I said religious divide. I don't know where that came from, but I said Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He came to divide people. And by that he meant he represents truth, and he represents what is good in the world, salt and light. He is the light of the world, and the evil goes to the darkness. And so the evil forces that are in control of the world will naturally reject Jesus because he's the antithesis of them. And so he's going to naturally divide people, because there are people who follow evil forces, and anyone who follows him is going to be repudiated and rejected by the culture. So just be ready for that. He didn't promise you health and wealth, as I said. He promised you trial and tribulation, and even more so, persecution if you follow him.
Oh, yeah. They're going to hate you for following him. They're going to hate you when you use biblical principle. And I never tell people, you know, you don't put your finger in people's faces and say, thus saith the Lord. It's not the way we do things. But just because you're willing to stand for biblical principle, you're willing to stand for what you believe in Christ, is why people are going to hate you. David, where do people get the book?
You can get it at any bookstore, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all the, hopefully, retail independent stores. So it's all over the place, I think.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your time with me today. I know you got to go, and it's a great book. And again, there's not many of you guys out there writing like this, and I'm not just saying that because you're on with me, but we need more men like you out there taking a stand for Christ, taking a stand for the real gospel. None of this, we got to get away from this watered down stuff, these gray area things. It's the only way we're going to part the. You got to stay away from the grayed out areas. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Got a lot coming up in the next hour or two as well. We're going to learn a little bit about healthcare, or health sharing, or how to take care, because we don't know what's happening with healthcare. You better get informed and you better get ready. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.